Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Monday, June 15th. We have grains lower across the board to start the week. July corn down 1 3/4, 3.28 1/4. December down 2 1/4, 3.40 3/4. Friday afternoon's commitment of traders report showed the funds increasing their short position corn now nearly 300,000 contracts. We do have the July holding just above the 20 and 50-day moving averages, which is slightly positive or at least not negative. Those numbers coming in between 3.24 and 3.25. Taking a look at wheat, we have July down 1 3/4, $5.25. July Kansas City down 2.5 cents, 4.46. July Minneapolis wheat, the only market higher on the board here overnight, up 0.75 cents at 5.14. Funds as of Friday, short 25,000 contracts in Chicago, short 19,000 contracts in Kansas City. That Chicago holding just above the March and May lows, coming at around 494. If we break out below that, may take another leg lower. Taking a look at soybeans, we had July down 4.5 cents, 8.66 3/4. November down 6 at 8.73 3/4. Funds long about 20,000 contracts of beans. Had a good rally there and a bit of a correction here. China was a pretty good buyer last week, along with Unknown, a.k.a. China. And we saw another USDA announced sale this morning, 390,000 tons of beans to China. So they have been buying recently, but are still well behind the projected numbers for that Phase 1 report, with about a third of the year gone by. So we will have to see if they ever do get caught up on that. Taking a look at outside markets, we've got the dollar down 16 ticks at 97.17. Was down for several weeks, recovered a bit Thursday and Friday, and may now settling in here inside Friday's range. Crude oil down $1.36 a barrel, $34.90. Big story overnight is the stock market volatility continuing from Thursday and Friday. 560 lower at this point, was down almost 1,000 overnight. A lot of people speculating that this is the increased number of COVID-19 cases we are seeing, whether it has to do with some states that some people think may have opened up too early, or if it's an increase in testing. So just actual numbers being reflected through the increase in tests, but that has stock markets a little bit nervous. And with this kind of volatility, those swings are may going to continue for a while. Weather not really threatening. We've got some warmer weather coming in this week across good portions of the western plains and western Midwest, but that's accompanied with some scattered showers, so nothing real threatening developing. We'll have to see what kind of coverage we get there. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.